Welcome to Holistic Accountant Podcast, where we aim to showcase how adopting a holistic approach in accounting and tax maximizes value for clients. Beyond traditional tasks like preparing financial statements and tax returns, a holistic accountant focuses on offering advice that maximizes personal wealth on an after-tax basis. If you enjoy this episode, please consider leaving a rating and sharing it with those who might also benefit. And to ensure you stay updated, subscribe to our weekly email. The link is in the show notes. Okay, so today Mina and I would like to talk about the PAYG tax installment system, which is a pretty dry topic, really. But if you're in business and you have some variability to your income, which means you're starting up a business and your business will start to produce more and more profit, or if profit can change from year to year, it's really important to have a good understanding of the PAYG installment system, because that's really going to impact your cash flow in terms of when you need to prepay tax. And to be able to manage that will then help you sort of manage the cash flow in your business, which is kind of the reason we wanted to talk about it today. So the PAYG system is simply a way for the ATO to ask you to make installment payments on your income tax for a particular financial year. So perhaps, Mina, you can tell us how the ATO sort of calculates the installment amounts.
So the ATO work out your PAYG tax liability based on your prior year tax liability. And what they do is they apply a GDP rate to that income to anticipate for any sort of growth in your business. Now, it's very important to stay on top of that rate to ensure that there's no big shortfall when it comes to the end of the year, should you have an increased level of profit, so you don't basically spend tax money that you otherwise got to give to the tax man. And vice versa, if you're not having a great year, you want to vary those installments down so you don't have such an effect on cash flow.
And another tip in regards to navigating the PAYG system is for new businesses. So what happens typically is, obviously, when you start a business, it isn't perfectly profitable right from the get-go necessarily. Some businesses are, but most businesses grow over time. And so the problem is that if you don't start making these PAYG installments, you're going to have this mounting tax bill that's going to come to roost at sort of some point in time. And so what we find is, once we do that first or even second tax return for the first or second year, you know, the year in which the business starts to generate a lot of profit, what happens is that will then crystallize a tax bill for that year that's just gone. But also then the ATO will realize and say, hang on, this business is doing pretty well. We want some PAYG installments for the current financial year as well. In that situation, you end up pretty much paying 2 years of tax in one. So it can be a massive hit from a cash flow perspective. So you can do two things in regards to that. You can make a provision of your income tax liability into a separate account, you know, just sort of squirrel some money away, put it off to the side, so at least you're providing for that tax bill. And certainly your accountant can, your holistic accountant can tell you, you know, how much that needs to be. Or you can voluntarily sort of subscribe for PAYG installments and start paying that money to the ATO before necessarily they're coming knocking on your door and asking you to pay it as well.
And you always want to be careful when varying installments, because we have a lot of, we've had a lot of instances in the past where clients have tried to sort of want to delay the tax bill, so they rather pay for it at the end of the year. Now, the ATO can actually charge what is called shortfall interest charges. So that's basically monies that, or interest on monies that they should have received earlier. So you don't want to be caught in that trap. Although it's tempting to sort of just hold on to your cash, whether it be in your business account or your offset or whatever it is, you just want to make sure that you're paying an appropriate level of tax so you're not stung with these interest charges.
Similarly, when you get to the end of the financial year, we all know that your BAS for June is due 2 months after the financial year if you use a tax agent. So end of August, of course. By the end of August, you'll probably have a reasonable idea of what your annual profit looks like for your business. And at the end of August, you've got to make that final PAYG installment. So it's also a good time to consider how much that installment is. And if the installment is greater than what you expect the liability to be, well, of course, no one wants to overpay their tax because, okay, sure, when you lodge your tax return, you'll get a refund, but you know, the money's better off in your bank account. So it's really good at the end of each financial year or the August BAS lodgement, which is really for the quarter ending June. I hope I've confused enough people by now. But really, end of the financial year, it's really good to do that reconciliation to sort of work out, you know, how much is your expected tax liability and then how much is the BAS and so forth. And at least it allows you to sort of manage that cash flow element of it. I mean, what happens if you can't afford to pay the BAS?
You can obviously go on a payment plan with the ATO. The ATO are quite, depending if you've got a good lodgement history and payment history, the ATO are always open to for people to actually go on payment plans, whether it be on monthly or quarterly instalments. So if you can't pay your BAS because of cash flow issues or other, so or you need to preserve your cash for, you know, working capital and so forth, you could enter into a payment plan with the ATO to sort of buy you some time.
But they're going to charge interest, aren't they? And so sometimes that's not economical. I think the best thing to do, we think the best thing to do is get in the front end of it and really make sure you're on top of your tax liabilities, you know, the ones that are coming up over the next quarters, but even a little bit longer term than that. And then if you have variability in your business profit, realize that that's going to have an impact on your cash flow in the future in terms of tax liabilities also. Sticking your head in the sand and not worrying about it and thinking, oh, look, I'll just worry about it when I lodge the next tax return or whatever, doesn't make the problem go away. And a good holistic accountant should be able to sit down with you and project forward what those cash flow commitments look like, so at least you can manage it in your business. Okay, that's it from us for this week. Until next week, bye for now.